the president's plan for jobs. Will it work?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We're going to find out in an hour or so how much the U.S. economy grew in the fourth quarter. Economists think it doubled from the previous quarter to 4.5%. What's not growing much is jobs. President Obama thinks he can help. He's going to pitch an idea across the aisle today to a gathering of congressional Republicans. His plan includes big incentives for small businesses to hire up. Our entrepreneurship reporter, Mitchell Hartman, joins us live from his desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Hi, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
So what's going to be in this plan?
Well, it's something the president plugged first in the State of the Union, and now we have some details. So a $5,000 tax credit for each new hire this year, a break for small employers on payroll tax when they give an existing worker a raise or add to their hours, tax breaks on investment and capital gains, total cost $33 billion, and that money would come from money paid back from the bank bailout.
And what are his doubters saying?
Well, aside from the price tag, there are some big questions about abuse. You know, what's to stop a company from firing someone, hiring them back, and then pocketing the tax credit? The administration, though, says that there would be safeguards.
And Mitchell, what are you hearing from the small business owners you talk to?
Well, a lot of them say tax credits aren't going to really tip the balance on hiring. Here's the key. You know, if they don't have more sales, more money coming in the door, and access to credit to make their payroll, they're just not going to risk hiring. They're going to keep piling the work onto their existing employees. They're going to bring in temps, really anything that they can do to avoid adding to their headcount and labor costs.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Boy, what an awful week it has been for stocks. And that continued today in Asia, with markets there down 1-2%. European shares are actually up a bit this morning. Yesterday, the Dow shrank another 115 points. It ended up at 10,120. And now we continue our special coverage of the World Economic Forum happening in Davos, Switzerland. The big news there today, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda announced a commitment of $10 billion over the next decade to research new vaccines and bring them to the world's poorest countries. The overall theme in Davos this week is rebuilding the global economy. With me now from Davos, Switzerland is investor and philanthropist George Soros. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
You've been to many, at least 10 of these World Economic Forums in Davos. How is the conversation different this year?
I would say it's quite somber. I mean, people realize that the global economy is in a bad state, and there isn't a great deal of optimism.
I understand you've been part of some very testy conversations in Davos about the dangers of bank regulation.
Right.
What's your concern?
No, I mean, look, I'm not advocating extensive regulations because regulations are also imperfect, not only markets, but regulators are even more imperfect than markets because they are bureaucratic. And what is worse, they are subject to political pressures. You see, it's unfortunate the way things have worked out, that in fact this pressure for regulation is driven by anger. It should not be. It should be something much calmer and more rational.
You warn against anger and emotion, Mr. Soros, but I associate you with political passion. Are you not emotional about this financial mess?
I am emotional in the sense that I would like to see the public interest prevail. Because we do need regulation, but they don't need to be punitive, because that would hurt us in the long term.
George Soros, chair of Soros Fund Management. It's a pleasure having you.
Very good.
Our special Davos coverage continues later today on Marketplace. Kai Ryssdal talks with PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi about the challenges of the Great Recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
This weekend, the aging pro basketball star Stephon Marbury takes the court for his new team in China. Yes, he has left the NBA for the Shanxi Dragons. What gives? Marbury is marketing a shoe in that vast China market. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Shanghai.
Stephon Marbury's already got a nickname in basketball-crazed China, Lone Wolf. His critics think he's a team head case. In the NBA last year, Marbury pulled down $20 million plus. $1 million is his maximum Chinese salary under regulations. Chinese locals think Marbury is really here to hawk his brand of basketball shoes and apparel, Starberry. Mark Fisher is with the marketing and consulting firm Sports and Entertainment Asia Limited.
I think he'll have a hard time competing with the leaders in the market like Adidas, Nike, but he could make an impact at the middle to lower tiers of the market. There's still room for a lot of growth there.
There being smaller Chinese cities, like the home of his Shanxi Dragons in Coal Country. Even so, Dragons games are now sold out, and Marbury's blog is big in China. Plus, he has a chance to shush his critics back home, and there are many. One American calls Marbury a shoddily performing export made in the USA. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the week in business in 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. If you have a Toyota, you might want to ask, does my car surge ahead when my foot's off the gas? Oh, Japanese quality, always subpar. Well, that's why you buy an American car. Critics are nice about Apple's device. There's only one problem. It isn't the price. The major objection concerns the connection between the name iPad and female protection. Bernanke took flak, but they're bringing him back, and Geithner's in trouble, and China's a bubble. We're spending in Haiti to cobble the rubble. A couple of hours till GDP, and I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.